Our dream is to lift up a holy king. See, this is my life, my choice, and I choose to lift up my hands. And please don't be alarmed if when the music comes on, I begin to dance. And run across the room until I can barely catch my breath. All right, all right, all right. Well, hello out there, podcast land. It is AP. I am coming here today to hopefully empower you, to motivate you. That was Mr. Reese. He gonna worship until he pass out. What y'all know about that? I am a worshiper, and that song right there really gets my blood boiling. So I just decided to give that one to y'all today. A lot of times I try to coordinate my music with what I'm gonna talk about today. And you know, it kind of coordinates a little bit when you get to the chorus, worshiping until you pass out. But today I want to talk to you, ladies and gentlemen, about how busyness, how being busy has become attractive. You know, when you talk to people, I don't care who you meet, who you talk to, who you call, everybody's busy, right? And I want to talk about that a little bit today, but you guys know I've got to do my little housekeeping. We are in the summer months, and God has just been so good to me. He has allowed me. I really am a world traveler, guys, and God is setting me up for that. I have been almost on the road, it seems like, every weekend here this summer. May and June and July seriously was a simple whirlwind, but I am blessed to be able to travel, to be able to be put in position for God to use me so I can give him glory in everything that I'm doing. And so I definitely don't want to negate that. But also I have an event coming up here in the upstate of South Carolina. So if you're not here in the upstate, but if you're close by, I think you still should be able to make this event. It's August the 30th. We're going to be having this event at the Aloft Hotel downtown Greenville. Beautiful space. It's going to be a lot of beautiful people there. The tickets are going. I am super excited. The early bird special is over, guys. It's all good, though. It's still affordable. We're going to have refreshments. You're going to get a drink ticket. You're going to just see empowerment. My theme for this particular event is about partnerships and collaboration. I cannot talk to my women folk enough about the win-win aspect of partnering with someone else, collaborating with someone else, bringing in both your networks, and just making it a win-win type of situation. So that's going to kind of be my focal point. But you guys, if you've been to one of my networking socials, you know that I do not stand before you long. You know that it is so not about me. Super excited, and have to give a special shout out to my spotlight sponsors for this particular event. I've got Miss Wanda Bowman. She's actually tackling a new venture here with human growth hormone. Have you ever heard of that? I know some of you heard of it with Lance Armstrong got busted for having human growth hormone in his system. When you're an athlete, you have to be careful with those things. But Wanda's going to have all of the information about this new business venture that she's on. But her testimonies and the stories and the effects that it's had on people as far as their healing and things like that, you don't want to miss what Ms. Wanda Bowman has to offer and has to say. Super excited about Tamara Houston coming back, Renewal Life Counseling, mental health. I tell you what, we are prideful about our health around here, and mental health is just as essential as anything else. I'm going to have Carmise Photography. She's going to do our pictures. So you ladies need to come like you on a red carpet, because Carmise is going to be capturing our photographs on that evening. As well as I'm going to have send out cards. They are going to be there. Have you ever heard of send out cards? Send out cards really has the potential, not only personal, but to take your business to another level. Lisa Pelton is going to be there talking about that. Also super excited to bring back Sally Leonard. She is actually a sales rep over at His Radio. And if you've never heard of His Radio, I don't know where you've been, but she may have some opportunities where you can see how His Radio can help you, or vice versa, right? So just super excited about all of my sponsors. Also, feed your inner self. Oh my gosh, Tiffany Davis will be in the building. She is going to be encouraging you guys. Health is wealth, guys. She's going to be talking about your healthy lifestyle, about you finding that inner chef within yourself. So super excited about all of my sponsors. Shout out to them, guys. I want you guys to support those that continue to support Coach with Pride, When Women Lead, APN Powers, because again, I will continue to support them and their businesses, and I want you to do the same thing. You can go over to my Facebook page and see their pages and link in with them. But until August the 30th, we're going to be bringing you guys nothing but empowerment at this event. So head over to eventbrite.com and get your ticket today for another successful When Women Lead networking social. I don't want you to miss out. This event may sell out. It's actually looking like that. The tickets are going really well right now. So I'm super excited about those who've already purchased their tickets. Thank you guys so much. You are in for a treat. Trust me when I say you are in for a treat. We only have one more after this one, When Women Lead Networking Social, this year. And so with that being said, I want you guys to get in where you fit in. Come out. I've not had any complaints yet. Nothing but great feedback. Powerful women getting together to encourage, uplift, inspire, and motivate one another. And also support one another. We're not just saying, hey, we're proud of you. We good. We want to actually put our money where our mouth is and support those that are supporting us. Okay? All right. I know that was my little house cleaning, but I'm also getting geared up for the fall. My workshops will be coming back probably on Tuesday nights, because I do have some things happening on Thursdays. But anyway, so probably on Tuesday nights, I'm going to be hosting workshops. I know I'm going to be doing my vending workshop, trying to teach you guys out there that are doing vending events how to do it, how to be strategic about doing it, what events you should be targeting, what you should be looking for when you actually are signing up for events, those sorts of things. Also going to be doing a new workshop on LinkedIn, teaching you how to work LinkedIn. I may even do a lunch and learn on that, see how that turns out. But I've got a lot of ladies that are saying that they want to sign up for that. They want that class. So getting ready for that. Definitely going to bring back Fix Your Pitch, because I've been to a lot of networking events out of the state of South Carolina. And Lord, we are still working on our pitch. If you can't give that elevator pitch, if you get on the elevator with Oprah Winfrey and you don't know what you're going to say, APN Powers is ready to empower you to know what you're going to say so that you can get that business idea, whatever you have going on, and get that person intrigued about it, okay? So that and so much more, but I'm super excited about what God is doing in the life of When Women Lead, Coach with Pride. My upcoming book, Unconventional, is really, really ready to be hot off the press, but I promise you guys, you're going to get it. I've just been traveling so much, I've not been able to do what I've set out to do as far as the book. But trust me, it is coming to you. A lot of you have seen the cover. It is about moving past your excuses. So a lot of you out there under the sound of my voice, you might be making an excuse about what you've been wanting to do, what you set out to do. But today, we're going to change that when that book hits the shelves. Okay, I'm going to have pre-orders actually available at my August 30th event. So you can go ahead and pre-order your copy so you can get your copy first. Okay. All right. Now, like I promised you guys, I want to talk to you guys today about busy, about how busyness has really become attractive. And so I want to encourage you guys, because it's not a bad thing to be busy, but a lot of people are just really saying they're busy because it sounds good. And we can't be putting on. We just can't do that. So I want to encourage you guys today. That's not where it's at. You know, if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. That's still a mantra that I carry everywhere I go. So whatever you're doing, I get it. You know, everybody's busy nowadays, right? Or at least everybody's saying they're busy. But we have to understand, and I don't want you guys to get caught up in this whole, I gotta be busy all the time. No, take some time for yourself. No, take a step back, analyze what you've been doing. Is it working? Because some of us are busy just doing nothing. Others of us are out here busy just lying. And some of us are busy trying to look busy. And so those are the things that I want to speak to today. And again, this is about encouragement. It's about moving you past this, right? So even if you fit into one of those categories, I want to talk to you today about how you can truly be busy, but also be being productive. also be being effective, also be getting things done. Action is always required. You guys know that's what I say. That's what's on the back of my t-shirts that I also have available. I'm going to have some shirts available also at the event. So I want you to make sure you come out to this August 30th when Women Lead Networking Social. Guys, this talk is for you as well. Although my When Women Lead Networking Social is really only for women, I want you to understand too, it's not just about saying you're busy. It's more about being effective. And I think I might start saying that when people say, how you been? I've been being productive. Because busy just, again, it sounds real good. And it has become super duper attractive, especially with social media, especially with people being able to see everything that you're doing on a day-to-day, some people minute-to-minute basis. But when I tell you, being busy means nothing if you are not being effective and if you're not being productive. And let me just go a step further. And if you're not making that money, if you're not making it make sense what you're doing, you could really just be wasting a lot of time. Yours and others. Okay? Because as I also challenge you guys, a lot of times while you're waiting on somebody else, there's a lot of people out here waiting on you. So what are you so busy doing? Are you being effective? Are you being productive at that thing that you set out to do? Do you have goals? Okay, we're in August now, guys. We are coming up on our last quarter of the year. And you guys know what mode I get in the last quarter of the year. I get into that finish strong mode. There were a lot of things that I set out to do this summer that I did not get a chance to do, that I was not able to do. But guess what? I kept it moving because life happens to us all. I went back, I regrouped, I replanned, I reanalyzed. And that is what I'm encouraging you to do. Because again, some of us are busy lying. Some of us are busy doing nothing, and some of us are busy trying to look busy. So if you fall into one of those categories, I want you to take a step back. I want you to analyze your situation. I want you to be honest with yourself and allow yourself to see this is working, this isn't working. I set out to do this, but I end up doing this. And how did these things work out for you? I want you to have some SMART goals, and that M in SMART goals stands for measurable. If you can't measure it, how do you know if it's effective or not? So that's what I'm talking to you guys about. I don't want you to just get accustomed to that attractive word called busy, because busy has definitely become attractive. I want you to be effective. I want you to be productive. I want you to be making things happen. And in order to do that, you need to be analyzing. You need to be measuring. You need to be stepping back and looking at your situation. You need to be asking someone else. Anything I do, anytime I get in front of people, I always want to do a survey of the room. I always want to hear, did you get something out of what I'm saying? Because I don't just talk to hear myself talk. That's one thing that I learned at a very young age. If I don't have anything to say that's going to be constructive or productive, I'm going to just keep it to myself. Because I don't have time to worry about what the next person is saying about me or thinking about me. I have far too many goals to be worried about what's going on with the next person. Unless it's a partnership or a collaboration, right? Which is what we're going to talk about at my upcoming event. But anyway, so if you fit into those categories, let's talk about how you can get back to basics. And, you know, I have a back to business basics class where I talk about a lot of this, because a lot of us go with the flow. We go with the motions. We're just doing the same thing and we're getting the same result. And what did the young lady say about that? I can't think of her name, but they say that's insanity. If you're doing the same old thing and expect something different, you are insane. And I'm here to echo that. I agree with that. I think you've got to do something different. I think you've got to acquire help. I think you might need an accountability partner. I think you might need to just be honest with yourself. A lot of times, guys and ladies, honesty, not even a lot of times, all the time, honesty is the best policy. If you can't be honest with yourself, you need that accountability partner that's going to be honest with you. If you can't be honest with yourself, you will sit there and lie to yourself as though you are being productive when you know you're not. Okay? You will sit there and tell yourself that you're doing things and you're getting something different when you know you're not. Okay, and you won't really want to look at your circumstances, you know. And again, you have to put your money where your mouth is. If you're not bringing in the money, set financial goals. That's one of the things I think a lot of people are scared of or afraid to do. Push yourself. So if you made $50,000 last year, you should be setting out to try to make $60,000, $65,000, $75,000 this year. If you're not there yet, if you're only at the $10,000 mark with your business because your business is a side business, okay, well, set your goals for next year for $15,000, for $20,000. You know, you've got to be moving. If it's not moving, you're not producing anything. If it's not moving, you're not being productive. And so that is what I come to you guys today to talk about. Get over this whole busy concept. I want you to be effective at everything that you're doing, your business life, your personal life, whatever, your ministry, your spiritual life, right? So, I mean, let's think about also, like, let's just break it down from a family perspective. You know, a lot of times, even with our families, we're too busy to spend time with our children. We're too busy to spend time with our spouse. Those are your first ministry. Those are things that you should be doing without anybody having to tell you. Those are things that are definitely a necessity to keep your family dynamic, your family unit thriving. And if you're not doing that, if you didn't take a vacation, whether it was just for 2 or 3 days or not with your family this summer, let's talk. Let's figure out how we can make that better. Let's figure out how we may not can do that and plan for that for next year. Okay, I'm not saying everything doesn't have to revolve around money. If you don't feel like you have the finances to do that, do a couple of date nights. Go to the park with your kids. Do a picnic. You know, make homemade stuff. It doesn't always have to be you spending a ton of money. You don't always have to go to Disney World. Okay, you can go to Florida and just go to the beach. For the prize, going to the beach is a vacation for me because I love me some beach. And it's just therapeutic. You can read a book. You can do whatever you need to do to free your mind, to get your mind working right. Same thing with your business. What did you set out to do for your business that you supposed to have accomplished by August, but we're in August and you still haven't done it? What's that one thing? Let's start there. Let's not add a ton of things onto your list. Let's do one thing at a time, because I find that with a lot of the clients that I've had or people that have hired me or even people that I've just spoken to and then they come up to me afterwards, a lot of times we're overwhelmed because we have way too many goals. We need to start with one thing, break that thing down into bite-sized pieces and walk it out. And for most people, again, it sounds easy. But it's really not that easy. If you don't have somebody holding you accountable, if you don't have a support system, if you don't have a team, a lot of times those things just won't get done. So that's what I'm here for today. I want you, if this podcast is speaking to you, if you feel like it can speak to someone that you know, I want you to go ahead and share it right now. Share it on Facebook. Share it on Twitter. Copy the link. Email it to a friend. Allow this podcast, if it's blessing you, allow it to bless someone else, guys. And make sure you subscribe so that you can see when I post new podcasts. I have had this podcast to do for the last month. And again, I'm a little tardy to the party with doing it, but it's here now. I want you to stop acting like you're busy. Stop saying that you're busy because everyone else is saying they're busy. And get busy doing something. Get busy being productive. Get busy setting those goals, achieving those goals, and repeating that process, right? What does that look like? And sometimes I understand it's difficult to get there when you don't have an accountability partner. Oh, well, Coach Pride, I can't afford a coach. That's fine. Get your girlfriend that's doing something. Get the person who you see who's out here setting goals and just get them to hold you accountable. Now, does that mean that you're going to be able to go over and pick their brain and do all of this? Maybe not, because all of that, time is money. Okay? And I'm not going to say that you can do that. But what I do want you to do is get somebody to hold you accountable so that you can start moving in the right direction. And you know, my thing is, when people tell me that they can't afford me, I really do want to help them get to that point. But if you don't do anything different, you'll never get to the point where you can afford coaching. You'll never get to the point where you can afford to hire somebody to hold you accountable. You know, it's the same thing with weight loss. If you continue to eat the same foods, I'm guilty. I was this weekend, so starting August, I really am eating a lot healthier this month. I got a race on coming up in the next couple of weeks, and I'm having to make better choices as far as food. But I was at this event, and they had like 4 or 5 desserts right in my face. I mean, would you believe that? But anyway, I digress. Needless to say, I ate a couple and a half of those desserts, but I got back out this weekend. I ran. I did my part. I ran this morning. I have to stay consistent. I don't often need people, because I know I'm wrong when I eat my chocolate pie and my key lime pie. I know that I'm wrong. I know it. Y'all pray for me, because food is a weakness for me. Food is not something that I'm often going to turn down because I'm eating clean. And that takes discipline. And I am the first person to tell you guys that you have to be disciplined. But I am also going to be honest with you and tell you that discipline is not the easiest thing to obtain. It takes practice. It takes one step at a time. It takes putting one foot in front of the other. And it takes accountability. And it takes you being responsible enough to know what your weaknesses are, to know when you're weak in a certain area, and to acquire that help, to do whatever you got to do. Get a second job if you need to, because getting a second job, if that's going to allow you to hire somebody that can help you move forward, that money will make itself once you get to the point where you're doing what you're supposed to. Trust me, there is no bad investment when you're trying to hold yourself accountable and when you're trying to grow. That's a shameless plug. But anyway, today we're talking about how busyness has become attractive and how so many people are so caught up in saying that they're busy and they like it, even when they know within themselves that they're not being productive. You know, there was a nice acronym for busy, being under Satan's yoke. So a lot of times we think we're busy, but we're not being productive because what we're busy with are distractions. Watch those distractions. Watch those distractions and watch how you entertain those distractions. You have to get to a point to where when distractions come, you have to call it what it is and know what it is and keep it moving right on by it. Okay? Adversity is not the biggest obstacle to you completing your goal. Do you know what it is? It is a clear path to a lesser goal. So when you say, I want to make $25,000 next year, well, that distraction will tell you, oh, it's okay, it's cool, why don't you just make 15, because this is going to be easier. That's a distraction that you need to keep moving right on by. Okay? And so a lot of times we're busy entertaining distractions. Don't be that person. Recognize that distraction, call it what it is, and keep it moving, right? So today I just want to encourage you guys, if you're caught up, I want to encourage you guys that there's hope that you can get out of it. I don't want you to be busy doing nothing. I don't want you to be busy lying. And I definitely don't want you to be busy trying to look busy. But, you know, the other thing is, stop looking at the other person. Stop looking at what everyone else is doing and do what God has for you. Right? When you stop focusing on what God is doing in somebody else's life or what he's got or what she's got, then you can focus on what God has for you, because that's all I want. I want what God has for me. I don't want what he has for you. He has some special things for me, and he's all but shown me a lot of those things just this summer. And so I won't get into that too much, but I just know that I'm blessed. Just know when I say that I'm a world traveler, I receive that I'm a world traveler, and I know that God puts the finances in my bank account for me to travel. He puts the people in my path that are calling on me to travel, to speak to them. And he does all these things for me, and that's because I receive it, and that's because I know that he always has more for me than I even think about having for myself. He is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above anything that I could ever ask or think, and he's done that. He's not a man like that he should lie. That's his word. That's what I stand on. What's your word that you stand on? What is God saying to you? What has God told you that he wants you to do, and you still stuck and can't do it or won't do it? Or won't change those bad habits, those busy habits that are unproductive, that are counterproductive. What is that one thing that he's telling you to do? I challenge you today to really think about that thing and think about what you're going to do differently to change it. Okay, I know I've said a lot today. I hope you guys have been taking notes. I really hope that you will subscribe to my podcast. I'm in the process also of trying to get this podcast on iTunes. And I did some things the other night and it just didn't quite work out for me. But trust me, we're coming. We're coming to iTunes as well right now. We're available via Podbean. But I want you to share this with your friends and I want you to stop being busy doing nothing. I want you to be productive. I want you to be effective. And I want you to continue to grow. And so with that being said, I got to get ready to sign out of here, right? So I want you guys to stay productive. Again, head over to Eventbrite. I got an upcoming event. If you hear this podcast and we're not in the month of August, the event's passed. But at the same time, I will have another one in December. So go to Eventbrite and be looking for that event as well, okay? All right, until next time, I want you guys to be productive. I want you to have a fantastic remainder of your day. And I definitely want you to stay blessed, okay? Too blessed to be stressed out here. All right. Thank y'all so much. Have a great evening. AP Empowers signing off.